Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, last month I questioned a charge that's been recurring on my credit card bill, and I was told it was a subscription, and we canceled. You gave me a cancel code, or somebody did, of KC021, and my credit cards have been charged again this month for $49.97.
Okay, what's your zip code, ma'am?
Pardon?
What's your zip code?
33898.
And what's your name?
Schaefer, S-H-A-F-E-R.
Okay, what's your first name?
My name, it would have been probably my husband's name, but my name is Sue.
Okay, well, what's your husband's name?
Rodney.
Okay, it's not coming up under that zip code. How do you spell the last name?
S-H-A-F-E-R.
Okay, it's not coming up. Would the phone number be the number, the 863-287-2958?
Probably not. Not if it was his.
Okay. Well, what's another number I can look it up under?
Try 863-678-1488, because he said he never ordered this subscription in the first place, so it's been charged on our account since September.
Okay. Well, do you know the last four numbers on the card that was charged?
Yep. $49.96. And whoever I talked to last month when I got my bill, they told me that the cancellation code was KC021. And they were supposed to stop these charges, so otherwise I'm going to call Capital One and protest this bill this month that should have been canceled. I shouldn't have got any more bills.
Okay. Well, I can try one last thing. I can try it under your email because it's not coming up under that other information.
It doesn't come up under the phone numbers. Would it be if you had ordered it through your email, maybe? I don't know. The email would be shaf12@yahoo.com.
You said S-H-A?
F, uh-huh, 12. At Yahoo.
Okay, yes, it came up under the email. And will you verify the shipping address?
1946 Caps Road, Lake Wales.
Okay, hold just a moment, please. Okay, ma'am, I do see you spoke with someone on the 14th, and he was making sure that the voucher was sent out to you, the $125 voucher.
I don't have anything that I know about.
Okay.
Well, voucher for what?
For the monthly voucher. He didn't explain it to you. Every month when
you're charged.
Well,
they told me that it was like they said something about a subscription, mm-hmm. and then you get something worth something, another amount. And we just said, well, we didn't ever use anything. We want to cancel this. We don't want this subscription. And they gave me the cancellation code and said they would.
Okay. Well, yes, it looks like they did cancel it. It was canceled on the 14th.
Of
January.
January, and where's my bill here? Well, why did they bill me on the 12th then? If they didn't cancel it till the 13th, because my last bill was December that I've got these notes written on was December 12th. So why would they have billed me for a whole nother month when they knew about this a month before?
Looks like it was billed on the 12th, and then you called in on the 14th, and then that's when they went ahead and canceled it.
A 14th of December.
No, you called in on January 14th.
January 14th. What's today?
Today is February.
Okay, today is February almost 14th. Okay, so because the credit card is a month in arrears.
Ma'am.
They're saying I wouldn't have known about this credit card until 2 days after they posted the bill. That's what they're saying. Because my credit card just came now. I canceled the December thing, but I wouldn't have called until I got the bill, which didn't come till January. And they posted the February one now already because it was 2 days after their billing cycle is what they're saying. So will you refund this 47 whatever, the one that just posted that didn't come off?
Okay, I don't see anything for February. Y'all don't see you were charged for February.
Well, my statement that just came in the mail today is through February 4th. And there's a charge on there for $49.97.
Okay. And it says you were charged on February 4th?
It said I was charged on, no, the cycle is January 8th through February 4th. And the charge was put on my account January 12th. So, and then I had called about the charge that I got on December the 12th and asked it to be my subscription to be canceled. So what they're saying is that I talked to them on January 14th. So they went ahead and charged the January one on the 12th. So what you're saying is it's off my bill now?
Correct.
And they supposedly sent a voucher for that last one that they knew I didn't want?
That voucher was sent out on the 14th.
Of January? Yeah, I didn't get that.
Okay. They send it to your email. And sometimes it's
to your email.
To your clutter.
That's what he said. He just goes through and he deletes all of his emails. That's probably the problem. Because he doesn't, this voucher that's supposed to have all this value to it, it comes in your email. But you never got, we never had anything to use because he said he never joined it. He doesn't know why he was getting it anyway into his email. Yeah, he doesn't know how this subscription ever got started in the first place. So if it's something coming through his email he didn't recognize, he just golf now. Yeah, which I don't think that had anything to do with the golf now, does it? Reserving is, yeah. Okay, well, I'm not going to get another one of these bills is what you're telling me.
You're not, ma'am. I went ahead and made sure that it's canceled, and I'm also going to place another note on the account that, you know, you do not want that service anymore, that account posted anymore. So we're going to go ahead and make sure it's canceled.
And yeah.
Ma'am. Were you going to say something else?
No, but I guess I feel like that I shouldn't be charged for this one on the January the 12th, since I called about the one on December the 12th and said I didn't want it, and then they put it on the bill anyway. But yeah, it must be like on an automatic date that they automatically put it on your account.
Okay, ma'am. Well, as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay, well, that's better than nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and process it, and you should see that credit in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. Bye.